Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you're on the can't afford to eat until payday diet, this is the podcast you need. It's tough, isn't it?
It's a long month.
It's so tough. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paul is also here.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every single Tuesday to help you tackle modern life. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We'll get a voice note from Hev later on. Let's save another relationship, though, first.
Okay, here we go. Who gets to decide when the heating goes on? It's very current at the moment. Very cold at the moment. Okay, so the couple agrees bills are expensive and have been careful about when the heating goes on in the house. Mm-hmm. Cost of living all makes sense. It comes on for an hour in the morning as they get ready for work.
You need it. Take the edge off.
Yep. To get you out of bed, you've got to know that you're going into warmth.
Yeah.
She finishes work 2 hours before him and has recently been putting the heating on when she gets home.
Okay.
He said that she should only be putting the heating on when both of them are home. And he doesn't get back until 8:30.
Fuck off.
Most nights. Should she be waiting for him to get back to put the heating on?
Kiss my
I'm not being
ass.
Funny. That's my bedtime. Like half past eight, I'm done.
I fucking shiver while you're on your way home.
You're not going to put the heating on at 8:30 of an evening.
It's not even a debate. It's crazy. When Matt and I, the previous house we had, we had oil heating and it went through the roof. Crazy prices. So we decided we would, like, we'd just not put the heating on until, you know, it
Absolute
got crazy
yeah.
cold. And we lasted probably a month, maybe 6 weeks after we normally would start putting the heating on. I had a heated blanket, in fairness, on the sofa, and we'd have just hot water bottles and put an extra pulley on.
Yeah.
Since we've come to this house, we've got a log burner.
Oh, I miss our
Matt
log burner.
Matt will put that fucking log burner on, even if it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because men and fire,
same.
There is
something. God.
Men and fire. What's the matter with them?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but he will have that on. And so there is no longer. I sometimes put the heating on because the bedroom is so cold.
Yeah.
So I'll put it on for maybe an hour before we go to bed and then turn it off. But there's no debate anymore because he cannot... He cannot comment on my heating, love, because he will put the fire on for the sake of lighting
a
fire.
I have always lived in cold houses, bizarrely. So I'm used to layering up hot water bottles.
Yeah.
And I will
hardened to it, love.
Yeah, I have. I will only put it on, absolutely necessary. Boyfriend's the complete opposite. He likes to walk around in a t-shirt and shorts, you know, even in the winter.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But obviously with Ethan, it's different because we have to make sure that he's warm.
He's one now, isn't he?
Yeah, so the heating is on more than it would have been
because
of him. But we had our heating all done, but our radiator in our bedroom... it wasn't in stock, so we haven't had a radiator in there. We've had an electric one that we put on before bed, but it was 11 degrees in there last night, which was freezing. It was so cold. So yeah, I'm very much like, if you're cold and you've layered up and you've done a hot water bottle and you've done everything you possibly can and you're still cold, put the bloody heating on.
But also as well, if you're on your directly to that fucking man, if you are on your way home or you're still at work, why is she not allowed the heating on?
Yeah.
Piss off.
And it'd be nice and toasty when he gets in. Lovely.
Yes. fuming.
Lovely.
Paul, thoughts?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's real roles reversed in our house because I'm always cold and my wife is hard and northern. So I'm like first one to put the heating on all the time. She even bought me one of those Udis. You know, it's like
yeah,
a blanket with
those,
sleeves
yeah.
for Christmas to try and keep it down. And it is so good. I do love it.
It is.
It's
yeah,
really,
they are
really warm. So I would recommend to her getting one of those. And well, maybe he should buy her one.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
a heated one.
But yeah, get the heating on. It is a bill that, you know, it's horrible.
It's a necessary
bill
to have.
But it's absolutely necessary.
You can hold off for a bit.
You can.
But if you're sat at home watching EastEnders and he's at work,
and you're
he's going to be toasty.
Yeah.
While that fucking drama's unfurling in front of you. We did put this to our Facebook community.
We did. So Sarah says, absolutely fucking not. I think it sums it up entirely, doesn't it? Women feel the cold more anyway. Oh, do they? Interesting. There's an established scientific fact for you.
Is there?
Yes.
She shouldn't have to suffer
Sarah said,
he's not there.
Agreed. Yeah. Danielle says, as long as she's already tried wearing extra layers but is still cold, then she should put the heating on. We set ours to come on so the house is warmed up for when the kids get in from school. If I'm working from home, I layer up and try to do it without. Sometimes, though, it just needs to go on.
Exactly. That's like today. So I'm the only one at home today. Everyone's out. I haven't had the heating on much because I'm fine. I can potter about. But come tomorrow when Ethan's back,
yeah, exactly.
It'll be on all day.
My sister worked from home for quite a bit after COVID, and she used to sit there with a hot water bottle on her lap.
I used to work in an office with a hot water bottle because it was that cold in the office.
Oh, come on, guys. Get the bloody heating on.
I'm used to being cold.
Get the heating on. And also, that means we can't afford takeaways if we put the heating on. And on this particular podcast, that's a win, right?
Exactly.
It's got to be a win.
Kirsty says, why would he want her to suffer?
He's a dick.
But not...
100%.
You're so passionate about this
one. Yeah,
but
it's annoying. I'm pissed off. When did your decision? Says who?
I'll start again.
First,
he says, why would he want her to suffer but not be prepared to suffer with her when he gets home?
Agreed.
Definitely put the heating on if she wants.
Although don't ever, like, I don't want to put that to the test. Because if I said that to Matt, why would you want me to suffer and not you? He'd go, well, I'll suffer as well then.
Oh,
then,
no.
Then we're at a very
right,
stalemate,
yeah.
Stalemate.
Jess says, honestly, if I'm home alone, I just use blankets. So I'm probably with him. But then I do pay the gas bill.
Yeah.
I know it is tough. It is tough because it's so expensive now. But we are, as this podcast is going out, it's fucking freezing.
It is. Yeah.
Like, it's crazy temps. It's minus 10. I mean, I'm guessing it's minus 10 everywhere.
It did snow a little bit this morning.
I know, exactly, darling.
Kirsty says, I vote for a divorce. Who wants their partner to be freezing cold for 2 hours until they're home?
Yeah.
Especially as the house will be freezing when she gets in because it's been off all day.
And it'll take ages to heat
it
up.
It will.
She is doing him a favour, if
she's
anything.
She's helping him out.
Yeah,
she loves him.
Yep.
He doesn't love her.
Agreed. Kelly says, as someone that finishes work before my husband, I can 100% confirm that the heating goes on when I get home.
Right.
Yeah, first one. In fact, we've got a smart thermometer thing, so I can turn it on the way home if I want.
Oh, you've got the, is it the Hive?
Hive,
yeah,
we've got
that as well.
Yeah, I love
the boost setting.
Me too.
22 degrees
that nobody
for 15
knows.
Minutes.
Beautiful.
Dina says, I never have the heating on when it's just me at home. When the kids are here, I put it on. I can put a jumper on. They could compromise and put it on at about 7 so it's toasty when they have dinner and get ready for bed.
No. If you are freezing at home.
Yeah. If you've been out at work all day as well, that house has been...
It's freezing.
It's cold all day.
Yeah.
Why would you then wait until 8:30 at night?
Some people just have it on like a setting so that it's constantly never below 16 or something. 24/7.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of energy to heat the house up from scratch.
Yeah.
So the theory is it's less energy to just keep it on a constant.
Yeah.
Do you keep it on a constant?
Yeah, because, I mean, the house is that old.
Yeah.
It would take days to get to a nice temperature.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Don't, darling. You've got to. Ruth says, a few years ago, we had a dial thermostat. I found out I could take the dial off, turn it slightly, and screw the case back on, and nobody is any wiser.
Oh my God.
My husband thought that the thermostat was at 18 for about 3 years, but I knew secretly it was at 23.
Oh, wow.
He never knew till we got a digital one, and all of a sudden, the whole house is colder, and I had to come clean.
Oh, that is a big difference.
That is great.
So good. So 18 good.
18 to 23 is a big
well,
difference.
Well, it says 18, love.
Oh, that's
it
hilarious.
Says 18. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is she that. A safe cracker at the side? Like, figuring that out? How so to unscrew good. The case?
Just the thought process of that as well.
That comes from somebody whose husband has moaned a lot over the years yeah. about heating.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Patreon's £4 a month. But the benefits are bigger than ever. Everyone who signs up in January will get an exclusive 2024 is my year sticker. There'll be a new sticker for you when you sign up every month this year as well. You will also get full access to our weight loss certificates, brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, and the full back catalogues on there as well. Free spot prizes, cash. Boom, everything.
So exciting.
You get it all on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or you can search for the secret world of slimming clubs on the Patreon app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, ready for our next story.
Okay, so you might have heard this one, guys, and it's a woman who has gone viral after her date did a runner on her. Now, wouldn't usually condone this, but I'll explain. She sounds like she could be one of us. They went out for some drinks to a place that does oysters.
Okay.
So they were that good that she ended up eating 48 of them.
Whoa! 48 oysters?
Then a main course.
That was starters?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
48 oysters.
48. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I've never had an oyster, but to me, that's a lot.
Yeah, I love oysters, but 48 is a lot.
Is that a lot for you?
That's also a lot of money, I might add. Oysters are expensive.
Maybe she thought that he was paying, but he went to the loo and didn't come back.
Oh, legged it.
Yeah. So people on the internet have been supporting her, though, also known as Oyster Girl. Fine.
Oh, I'm going to look up Oyster Girl. I like her.
She's now known by. And people have been supporting her by also going out and eating 48 oysters.
I mean, I don't like her that much, but I do like her. The only ever experience of oysters I've had is I was in America, God, years ago, 20-odd, 30 years ago even. And we went to Maryland.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we went into a bar there. And there was a shot going, and my friend said to me, oh, we've got to try this. This is what the locals do. And it had an oyster in it. So it's vodka, oyster.
Yeah.
But the problem I had with it was they put horseradish in it.
Oh. Mm.
And I don't like horseradish, and I didn't know. So I downed it.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
It was horrible. And that experience has put me off a little bit.
But 40, I mean, do you think she, because they're an aphrodisiac, aren't they? So
yeah, they
maybe
are.
She was thinking, you know, first day, you know.
48 though?
Let's
how much
get
did she want?
I'm trying to stick up for her. I don't know. 48 does seem quite excessive.
It's crazy.
On a date as well.
I couldn't have 48 of anything, could I?
Crisps.
I don't know.
No, I couldn't even though.
Because it's fish and it's one of those, like, I absolutely love it, but I don't know if I could eat 48 because once you get to a certain stage and your body goes, no, you've had enough now.
Yeah, you'd
and
start.
And you can't eat anymore.
You'd dip him.
I wonder, did she do all 48 back to back or was she breaking?
Or were they vodka shots?
Yeah, how long was she at it before she noticed he'd already gone?
Well, yeah. I mean, did she carry on? Had she had 48, he went to the toilet and then she had some more?
And she had a main.
Did she have a main by herself?
Yeah, maybe he texts her and goes, can't believe you ate 26 oysters. And she's like, I've got news for you, mate.
Yeah, watch this. You'll see me on TikTok.
Oh, we love Oyster Girl. Fair play to her.
Yeah, fair play to her.
Fair play. And is she owning it now? Like, she's on TikTok.
Oh, you've got something like that. You've got to own it. Yeah, you do. Yeah. I mean, really, she did 48 of them anyway. I don't think she's got a problem with what she does.
She's fine. She's fine. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. That's what we're here for. Your slimming angel and slimming devil. This week, it's Hev.
Hi, I'm Hev / Lady Magnolia Decorating. When I'm a slimming angel, I will go to boot camp 4 times a week without fail. I will go to the food warehouse and buy loads of my protein meals to make sure I always hit my protein. I drink water. I track everything on NutriCheck. I stay within my calories. This is normally throughout the week. But when I'm a slimming devil, and this is usually on a weekend, why is it always the weekends? I live with a feeder who encourages me to go out to breakfast. We live in the city centre of Durham, so we're surrounded by all the best food. We go to Costa, Cafe Nero, we have bacon sandwiches. I don't know how to log it on NutriTech, so it kind of just slips. We go to Costco and get margarita and wraps and
amazing.
Have takeaways and go to restaurants. And then I forget to log it all and then wonder why I put a pound on.
Just a pound? I think she's done well on that one.
Hev. What a life.
I know, brilliant.
What a life. Great work. Great work.
Love it.
Now just randomly putting margaritas into my phone because you never know. We want to hear about this slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. Everyone who we feature on the podcast will receive a slimming angel sticker. And they are exclusive just to slimming angels. They are not for sale. That's it, though, for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back with another podcast on Thursday. Extra portions over on Patreon on Monday and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in the game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.